Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Death and the Hurricane.
A crime in the chaos of Katrina is solved by some dogged investigation.
We will not tolerate wrongdoing by those who are sworn to protect the public. This will not stand, and we will hold all offenders accountable.
Attorney General Eric Holder talks about the indictments handed up against six more New Orleans police officers. They're accused of gunning down innocent civilians on a bridge in the aftermath of Katrina.
The police who almost got away and the incident on the Danziger Bridge, justice and the storm. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, July 14th, and let's keep the conversation with those indictments in New Orleans yesterday. Assistant Attorney General Tom Perez says they show the police cannot bend the rules, these indictments, under any circumstances.
This indictment is a continuing reminder that the Constitution and the rule of law do not take a holiday, even after a hurricane.
Joining us now, A.C. Thompson, a staff reporter for ProPublica. So, A.C., the charges that were against these officers were dismissed in the state case because of prosecutor errors. Is there new evidence, or is this basically a do-over on the federal level?
There's a lot of new evidence, clearly. In the federal case, we've already seen five current and former officers plead guilty to charges involved in a cover-up involving the shooting. And now what we're seeing in these new indictments are charges both fabricating witnesses, covering up, lying to investigators, and being involved in an unlawful shooting of civilians. The cover-up charges were never there in the state case. The state case was only about the shooting. So this is a much broader, different case we're seeing from the federal government.
And much more serious in many ways. A.C. Thompson, we'll be back with you on this in just a moment.
And let's take a look at the morning's other top news stories. BP's plan to choke off that gushing oil well has been put on hold down in the Gulf. The company's senior vice president, Kent Wells, says they need to do more analysis before they can begin testing the new containment cap fitted yesterday.
This is a very important test, and we want to make sure we got everything lined out.
In the meantime, the oil continues to pour into the Gulf, and the White House sent BP a fourth bill for the mess yesterday. This one was for $100 million. Now that he has the 60 votes he needs, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is planning a final vote on a financial overhaul bill tomorrow.
It's still disappointing that you can count on one hand the number of Republicans willing to fix the system that caused the recession.
More remnants of that recession are evident. The federal deficit has topped $1 trillion, and there are still 3 months left in the budget year. Yesterday, President Obama tapped a new White House budget chief to tackle the deficit, Jacob Lew.
If there was a Hall of Fame for budget directors, then Jack Lew surely would have earned a place for his service in that role under President Clinton.
Hall of Fame because Lew is the only federal budget director ever to deliver three straight years of surplus.
In Afghanistan, NATO says a car bomb and gunfight at the entrance of Kandahar's police headquarters killed three American soldiers and five civilians this morning. More now on a story that we told you about yesterday. GlaxoSmithKline, the company that makes the diabetes drug Avandia, has agreed to pay $460 million to settle lawsuits that claim the drug causes strokes and heart attacks. There are more than 13,000 lawsuits alleging that Glaxo hid Avandia's risks. And the drought is over for the National League. The league defeated the American League 3-1 in last night's All-Star game, the first win since 1996. That means the National League will have home field advantage in this year's World Series.
Look out, Phillies.
Looking at the markets, Asian markets are up. European indices are mixed, but futures are up. The Dow will start at 10,363, the S&P at 1,095, the NASDAQ at 2,242. So if you're feeling maybe heavier, perhaps it's not because you've gained weight. Maybe it has something to do with gravity.
Gravity's the culprit. If you weigh too much, it's gravity.
Or maybe gravity doesn't exist. An argument against gravity in half an hour.
And in a moment, we're going to take a look at those indictments of six police officers behind that shooting in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. The incident on the Danziger Bridge coming up.